This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Over the past few months, construction of new homes in the U.S. has been all over the place. Starts fell dramatically in August, back up in September, held steady in October. Overall, starts were 4% and change lower in October than a year before. But there is one type of home that looks like it was booming that month. Construction of single-family homes was up 13% from October 2022. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, all of that new construction is supporting both the housing market and the overall economy.
This time a year ago, housing construction was depressed.
Mortgage rates were rising very quickly. Home builders were very worried about the future, and they pulled back very heavily on housing starts.
That's Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American. He says this year, mortgage rates are still up there, but home builders have realized they have an advantage. Demand for homes is high, but there are not enough existing homes on the market.
All of that is good news for new home building. If you build it, they will buy it, is generally the premise here.
And when home building picked up, the broader economy noticed. Charlie Dougherty is an economist at Wells Fargo.
Residential construction was actually a drag on economic growth for the better part of the past 2 years. But because home builders started to ramp up activity, that has added to economic growth.
Building a new house generates business throughout the housing supply chain.
When you build a new home, that involves construction workers, that involves the purchasing of various materials like lumber. And all of that represents construction activity, which is a part of overall economic activity.
The backdrop to all of this is the Federal Reserve trying to slow down the economy to combat inflation. And one way to do that is to reduce demand for homes by making mortgages more expensive. But Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate at the Wharton School, says demand for homes has stayed high despite the Fed's rate hikes.
The demand for new homes is a reflection of a resilient consumer. Unemployment remains low.
Wachter says the increase in housing construction will likely continue, since there still aren't enough homes to meet demand.
We have a housing deficit in this country, and despite this recent pickup, we are not making inroads into that housing deficit.
Wachter says if home construction keeps increasing, the economy might avoid a recession next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.